It's time for Phenology Talkbacks. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. And Phenology Talkbacks are produced by me, Charlie Mitchell, and normally they are voiced by John Latimer, but this week I'm helping out a bit. Our first report this morning is from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota, and that class is taught by Michelle Martin.
Hi, this is Jimmy.
And this is Silas.
And we're from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
Exciting news! On March 30th, the first heron was sighted. Over this past weekend, we go in and saw herons in flight.
Our class is called the Herons, so we are always excited when we see the first one.
The first bloodroot was seen flowering on April 4th.
Some of the robins are carrying around nesting material.
The crab apples are almost all stripped off the trees at our school.
But the juncos are still hopping around. So there's a little winter left.
Arlo saw a wild turkey running around.
And Robbie and Anne saw crows behaving strangely, swooping and doing the parkour.
Sophia saw 5 dandelions in bloom. Spring is coming.
The spring showers this weekend brought some other visitors as well. Sophia, Finley, and Silas saw worms all over the place.
More birds are on the move, too. Ruby saw a flying sandhill crane.
Jacob saw loons visiting the Minneapolis chain of lakes on their way up north, one on Lake Nokomis and 3 on Lake Harriet.
There are a lot of signs of spring. Anita heard loud spring peepers.
Anne and Sophia saw squirrel in their yards.
Ruby saw a gardener snake.
Eris saw
5 bald eagles. And Sebastian heard frogs from singing lots to sing about.
This has been Prairie Creek Community School.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you for that report, Jimmy and Silas. Great job. I was also excited to see the worms emerge after that big rain we had. My wife and I were digging around under logs in the forest looking for salamanders. We didn't find any salamanders, but we found a lot of worms. Our next report this morning is from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Hi, this is
Vinny,
Callan,
Nora L,
Carly,
reporting from Oak Grove Elementary, Bloomington, Minnesota.
This week's weather has been snowy with a high of 45 degrees today. We've had a little precipitation this week.
With our animal observations, we've noticed a bright red cardinal.
With our plant observations, we noticed a lot more puffer mushrooms.
We are wondering, are the mushrooms invasive and how do they spread?
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Club Nature episode. Peace!
Thank you, Phenology Club. Great report. When it comes to the puffball mushrooms, the way that they disperse their spores, which is the fungus version of a seed, the puffball mushrooms are all dispersed by wind, and so whenever you poke one, you see that little puff of what looks like just dust coming out. That dust is composed of their spores, and those spores will be picked up by the wind and blown away, and hopefully a couple of those spores land in a new, good habitat. Our next report this morning comes from Chad Kaditz's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Alvaro and Elijah reporting from Mr. Caddis' class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phrenology report for this week of April 7th.
The warmer weather has melted the snow and increased our activity, especially with our migrants.
We have seen fox sparrows, song sparrows, white-throated sparrows, and chipping sparrows in Little Falls.
There are swarms of midges near the river. We have found it very easy to tell the males from the females due to their large feathery antennae. Lilac trees are starting to form green leaf buds.
Robins have become the loudest birds in the morning, as we don't hear as many cardinals as we did a few weeks ago.
We have spotted our first killdeer, great blue heron, yellow-rumped warbler, and turkey vultures, and have even had a golden-crowned kinglet pass through. We are hoping for some spring ephemerals, but although we can spot hepatica leaves, there are no flowers yet. There are large groups of cedar waxwings and some bohemian waxwings moving from tree to tree in search of food.
There are unique strips of snow left in the woods that are lined up perfectly with shade from branches.
Mr. Kaditz heard frogs this weekend and was fairly certain they were wood frogs as it sounded almost like a duck.
That is our report for this week. Until next time, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, Alvaro and Elijah. Great report. I'm excited to hear that you saw a flock of golden-crowned kinglets. They are one of my favorite little birds. If you're not familiar with them, they're these very small, very active little birds. They're between the size of a hummingbird and a chickadee, so quite small. And it's very difficult to get a good picture of one because they're always moving. They seem to always be flitting around in the trees. They normally come in groups. And the group that I saw also had a brown creeper, another very small bird that likes to walk straight up the side of trunks looking for seeds. Our next report comes from Trek North High School's visit to Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
This is Garrett from Trek North High School in Bemidji by the Hibernacula. During our outdoor school trip, Long Lake Conservation Center, April 1st through the 3rd, the low temperature was 27 degrees Fahrenheit and the high temperature was 47 degrees. Our group saw a beaver swimming in the lake at night. The lake was completely open after starting the week with ice around the edges. Unfortunately, it's not quite the season for canoeing on the lake. We observed a pair of Canada geese and ducks, which we learned were actually hooded mergansers. We saw a mix of birds, including blue jays and robins, but our highlight was a red squirrel gorging himself to black sunflower seeds in the window feeder. He was PH fat. We named it Gus. Our group was also found cool creatures in the muck during our lake bottom organisms class, including a very large caddisfly larva and a leech. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone not to be April Fools. Unplug and get outside. Live connected.
Thank you, Garrett. Great report. I loved the note about the red squirrel that was eating at the bird feeder and getting pH fat. I also have a red squirrel that's been feasting at our supposedly squirrel-proof bird feeder. It's a far too expensive bird feeder that has a little cage set on springs, and so birds are able to land on the cage without dragging it down, but a heavy animal, like a squirrel, if it tries to get onto the bird feeder, it drags that cage down and a little gate shuts so it can't access the food. But I have a tricky, tricky, very smart red squirrel who has learned to balance just its front paws on the gate and hold up its body weight with a nearby branch so that it can still access the food. Very frustrating. I am always impressed by the lengths that a red squirrel will go to just feast on everything available. Our next report this morning is from a little bit later in the week when Benilde St. Margaret visited Long Lake Conservation Center.
This is Bella.
And Holland from Benilde St. Margaret's in St. Louis Park. During our outdoor school trip to Long Lake Conservation Center on April 4th to 5th. The low temperature was 21 degrees Fahrenheit and the high temperature was a balmy 54 degrees. Our group tapped maple trees. The sap was only 1.5% sugar compared to earlier in the season when it was close to 3%. The Long Lake staff said that with warmer temperatures ahead, it looks like this week is the end of the 2024 maple season. We ventured into the bog and discovered that it was particularly boggy. One person sank up to her waist and said she nearly died to death. Naturalist Katie saw the first bat of the year by the schoolhouse. The house flies were buzzing and a pair of wood ducks were spotted flying over the lake.
Hooded mergansers and the season's first mallards were seen on the lake. Our group enjoyed watching the red and gray squirrels running up and down the trees and eating seeds at the window feeder. Somebody found a frog during lake bottom organisms class. The garter snake hibernacula was a busy place. Lots and lots of snakes were out being very active in the midday sun. A slithering ball of a dozen or more snakes was observed. Naturalist Marla said it was most likely a mating ball. That's the first time that's been observed this year. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live
connected!
Thank you, Bella and Holland. Great job. And I'm excited to hear that you saw some wood ducks. It is a goal of mine to see a group of baby wood ducks fledging. Wood ducks are kind of odd in that they nest way up high in trees, just kind of strange behavior for a duck. And when the young are ready to emerge, they have to make this giant leap of faith out of this very tall tree. They aren't able to fly, but they're very light, so they just get to land and, you know, the forest floor is full of leaves. They have a nice cushy landing spot. But, man, what a way to enter the world. Our next report this morning comes from Darcy Rolfe and Lee Jackson's class at North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is a phenology report for the weeks of March 23rd and March 30th, 2024. My name is Chelsea and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Sunday evening, March 24th, a winter storm with blizzard winds began. Schools canceled for the next day. On Monday, March 25th, we woke up to 7 to 11 inches of wet, heavy snow depending on the area. Monday evening, schools canceled for Tuesday. On Tuesday, March 26th, the snow was light and fluffy, but had a nice layer of heavy ice underneath it. It snowed the majority of the day, accumulating another several inches of snow. After the two-day snowstorm, Duluth averaged about 13 inches of snow, and two harbors received about 17 inches. As of Wednesday, April 3rd, Duluth lost the record for the least snowiest winter and now is in 10th place. The month of March wins for being the snowiest month, so at 18.7 inches. That is the same amount we received from October 2023 to February 2024. Last year at this time, we had 125.8 inches of snow. On Wednesday, April 3rd, Ms. Jackson's class noticed that the ice in our school creek had almost melted. The water was like a slushy iced beverage. Mr. Jim, our school custodian, had about 50 red poles at his bird feeder on Sunday, March 24th. They were busy feeding before the impending snowstorm. Miss Jackson had an influx of red poles in a feeding frenzy at her bird feeders on Tuesday, March 26th. Miss Ralph's neighbor also reported large flocks of red poles, but also she saw siskins, crossbills, along with the regular nuthatches and chickadees at her bird feeder on March 26th. Keep your eyes and ears open as the common loon has been seen in Navis, Minnesota this past week. John and Teak saw a very small and gray ground wolf spider on the NCS Nature Trail on Thursday, April 4th. Wolf spiders do have venom, but there is a very small chance that you are allergic to the venom. Otherwise, they are absolutely harmless. If you do get bit, it's only minor pain, swelling, and being itchy in the spot where you were bit. Monday, April 8th is the total solar eclipse. The next solar eclipse will be on August 23rd, 2044. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thanks for that report, Chelsea. I'm glad we're finally catching up when it comes to the amount of snow that we've had this winter slash spring now. However, I would have preferred the rain come on a day that didn't have a solar eclipse, because I wasn't able to see any of it. And I think a lot of people in Minnesota here was just a little bit too cloudy. Our final report of the morning comes from Andrew Pearson's class at Lake of the Woods School in Baudette.
This is Link with the phenology report from Baudette for March 30th through April 2nd. Our snow is disappearing fast. The lake is still ice-covered, but the Rainy River is opening fast. First, the sandhill cranes in our area were spotted in a wheat field on Wednesday. On Thursday night, Colin saw a small flock of herring gulls flying over his house. Finally, many locals are reporting sharp-tailed grouse dancing activity on their leaks.
Thank you, Link, for that report. And it's fun to hear that your neighbors are seeing sharp-tailed grouse dancing in their leks. One of my lifetime peak nature experiences was watching sharp-tailed grouse do their little mating dance on the lek. I still remember it as just this amazing sight. I felt like I was in a David Attenborough documentary or something you would see on National Geographic, but in real life. And it was far too early in the morning for me. But I am so glad that I got to go see that. And you can actually rent blinds from the Minnesota DNR and go and see it yourself. I really recommend you do. And if you do go, please write in. Let us know what you saw and what you thought of it. We would love to hear from you. That will do it for the Phenology Talkbacks for this week. Thank you, John Latimer, for letting me try my hand at this. John will be back for the Phenology Report in a little while, and I will send it back to you, Heidi.